Hi, everyone. This is Kevin. Today is Tuesday, March 30th, and on today's podcast, I'm joined by Larry Runkel, our Vice President for the Virginia Program. And before we get to the Virginia news, Larry, for those who may not know much about you, let's tell our listeners a little bit about your background.
Sure, Kevin. Thanks. I've been here about 37 years, joined Electric Boat in 1984 after graduating from Penn State University. Over the years, I've had the honor of managing several of EB's most successful programs, including the Jimmy Carter, SSGN, Virginia Design and Construction, and Maintenance and Modernization, where I was responsible for submarine repair work, modernization, and site operations. And I had the honor of becoming vice president of the Virginia program in May of 2020.
Yeah, and you're a great add to the staff, Larry, and I'm proud to have you on the team. So let's talk a little bit about maintenance and modernization first. So we're in the process right now of planning the maintenance availability for USS Hartford, and we're going to be negotiating a contract that actually gets into the execution. Now, maintenance and modernization is a core capability from my perspective. We need to maintain that capability if we're going to be a full-service shipyard. And earlier in your career, you led the repair of the USS Hartford, the same ship that we're going to have in here in another couple of months. That was a real point of pride for Electric Boat and something that will go down in our history as a significant event for us. Let's talk a little bit about what happened at Hartford and what we did as a team to fix her.
Sure. Back in 2009, the Hartford collided with an amphibious ship, the USS New Orleans, in the Strait of Hormuz near Iran. The hull, sail, and bow plane were all very badly damaged on the Hartford, and EB was called to determine if the boat could be repaired. I'm happy to say that Electric Boat came up with a very innovative solution to repair the ship. We actually removed the sail and a piece of the pressure hull and replaced them with modules that we built at Quonset Point. This effort exercised Electric Boat's strength, demonstrating our engineering, modular outfitting, and repair capabilities. And I really look forward to seeing Hartford return to Electric Boat.
Yeah, this is something that's really special and really forms part of the legend that is Electric Boat from my perspective. So we got some good news about a week and a half ago with the award of an option ship as it relates to the Block 5 Virginia class program. So tell us a little bit about what that option ship means for the program and for the company.
Yes, that was great news. Announced Friday, March 19th, a contract option to Block 5, which awards the 10th of the Block 5 ships, a VPM fast attack submarine, which will be the 10th ship of the block. Under this modification, EB will do the construction of the SSN 811. The modification also fully funds the 807, which is already under contract. The net increase to the contract is about $1.9 billion. The benefit of this award helps maintain the two-per-year ship production cadence. It provides continuity and development to our workforce and promotes stability in our national supply base. This funding was secured through the advocacy of our congressional delegations, especially Joe Courtney, who led the charge to restore this funding.
Yeah, and I've often called Joe one of our not-so-secret weapons. He was instrumental in delivering that ship option to us. So all good news for us and an opportunity to continue on that two-ship-per-year cadence. So last week, our chairman, Phoebe Novakovic, was here, and she was briefed on the state of Electric Boat. And we took her through every program, talked about operations, supply chain, all the elements of the business. We spent a lot of time also talking about the Virginia program, and your report on program performance was very well received. So let's talk a little bit about the program and give our listeners some of the highlights.
Yes, some of the efforts that we put in place last year, Kevin, are starting to pay great dividends. Well, we're accelerating our production cadence and our continuous improvement efforts and efforts to improve first-time quality are beginning to pay off. At Quonset Point, we recently completed welding of the first two VPM missile tubes, and those tubes were just moved over to our new fixture and getting ready to pair with the VPM hull section. Quonset Point is hitting their stride in putting Block 5 together and starting to retire a lot of the first-time risk associated with the new hull section construction. Here in Groton, we're gaining a lot of momentum on our early nuclear work. The operations team is providing great support to accelerate our drive to get the early nuclear work completed quickly and take that work out of the critical path. We're also spending a lot of time with our shipbuilding partner, Newport News, to help improve their performance. We're taking on some of the work that they're behind on. This strategic offload will help us sustain ship-over-ship improvements in delivery spans and help improve the cadence.
We've also seen some movement here in the Groton shipyard. In fact, just this morning, the 790 boat moved out of the dry dock. Can you help update the team on some of the developments on the waterfront here?
Sure. As you said, Kevin, the South Dakota flooded up last week and moved to the south wing wall earlier today. We're continuing to advance forward towards sea trials later this spring and summer on South Dakota, on Delaware, and on Oregon. It's going to be a busy year for certifications and deliveries. We also reached a major milestone on the 797 boat recently. Preparation and first-time quality focus resulted in record spans for the main Omega Seal weld.
So really pleased to share that information with Phoebe and with everybody listening. This is an effort from across the enterprise that is really starting to pay some dividends in terms of our overall performance on safety, quality, schedule, and, of course, cost. So we're starting to also plan for the christening of the 795 Rickover. That'll be a big day for the company and the Navy at the end of July. And I personally am hoping we're through COVID and we can throw a typical christening celebration instead of something a little less significant. And so we're all hopeful to get back to more of a normal celebration. Thanks for the update, Larry. And quickly on the COVID front, I want to just give you an update. Both states are continuing to expand eligibility for the vaccine. This week in Connecticut, vaccinations became available for people 16 years old and above. That's actually as of April 1st, so another couple of days from today. And for our employees who are also veterans, if you receive medical care from the VA, you're eligible to get your vaccine through that health system, and your spouse or caregiver may also be eligible. When you get your vaccine, please remember to report it to EB Wellness. We're trying to make sure that we're keeping track of who's been vaccinated so that in the event we get the vaccines to administer ourselves, we know how many to order and we're not depriving anybody in the community from the vaccines that we otherwise may not be able to use. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll talk again soon.